OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Don Adams Sweet Tea Blog Talk Show
on EOTM Radio. Let's talk about it.
It's time for the Don Adams Sweet Tea Blog Talk Show
on EOTM Radio. Let's talk about it.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us.
Swagger on 100,000 trillion. Hey yo, I know I got it first. I'm Christopher Columbus. Y'all just a pilgrim. Thanksgiving, do we even got a question? Hermes pastel, I pass the dressing. My attitude is tattooed, that mean it's permanent. So I guess we should address it, huh? My swagger is Mick Jagger. Every time I breathe on the track, I asthma attack it. Why he so mad for? Why he gotta have it? Cause I play my whole life. Now I'm the master. Nah, nah, nah. How I feel to wake up and be the shit and a urine. Nah, nah, nah. Tryna get that Kobe number. One over Jordan.
Can't wear skinny jeans cause my knots don't fit. No one in the corner got a pocket like this. So I rock jeans cause my knots don't fit. You can learn how to dress just by checking my breath. Checking my breath, checking my breath. Follow my steps, it's the road to success. Where the niggas know you're better when the girls say yes, yes. But I can't teach you my swag. You can pay for school but you can't buy class. School of hard knocks, I'm a grad. And that all blue Yankee is my graduation cap. Been sipping Rovers, whipping with the soda.
Over.
Did you even have any doubt after doubt it was over?
Verb.
play Kanye easy for diversity and me for controversy. Y'all my verse picture perfect on this pitch, serve a purpose. She ain't living what you're kicking and you're working. Looking from the surface, it may seem like I got reasons to be nervous. Then observe her work and see that my adversity was worse. Versus autobiographical, absolutely classical. Last thing I'm worried about is what another rapper do. Ain't nobody hide as me. Even if they rap their ass off, blast off and have outstanding quality. Sell a lot of records, I respect it and salute that. But spend real life on hot beats, I'm the truth fan. You kick it like me, no exaggeration necessary. Living revolutionary, nothing less than legendary. Gangsta shit hereditary, got it from my dad. Blow colder than February with extraordinary swag.
Okay.
That's right.
All the people that we call friends.
Oh, good evening, family. Welcome to another edition of the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. Like to thank you for your time, as always, family, and starting out on this thing. You know, there's a million other places you could be, but I know I know that each and every last one of you chose to sit in and listen to me, and I'm grateful for that. I want to thank you. Thank you, as I always do. Let me give out my normal acknowledgments to my EOTM family. That's Carla B., our leader. Of course, Ronnie, First Lady of GPT. Queen G out in the California area. Also have Sweet T. And Jimmy, EOTM Baker. Young brothers on fire out there, family. And we have our brother Ron and his sidekick, Mother Jenkins, operating here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And from what I understand, we also have a new edition, but I'm going to hold off on putting that one out there, because I'm bad with names, family. I'm bad with names. For those of you listen, I butcher names, and I don't want to do that just yet, out of respect. But to the new addition to the team, welcome, welcome, welcome. And I will make sure that I get in touch with you or with someone else on the staff to make sure that I can pronounce that name correctly. Show information, www.eotmradio.com. Or you can go to www.queensofinternetradio.com. Studio call-in number, as always, is 718-664-6543. I'm going to say it again, 718-664-6543. That is for those of you who wish to call in and chime in on the topics that we're going to be discussing tonight. And also, today is Shout Your Business Out Friday, which means all you entrepreneurs out there, who own a business or other radio shows, for that matter. I bar none. You want to call in and shout your information out, you're more than welcome to do so. I'll give you 60 seconds on the show for you to call in and shout your information out and put it out there to the family. The blog room is open. Chat room is open. May I add that as well. And Fridays are my shout your business out days, and really it's really geared for you entrepreneurs and you successful-minded people out there who understand that any opportunity to put your business out there is a great opportunity. It could be that one day that you called in that turned things around for you. You just never know. Shout out to our family in the Australia, New Zealand, and in the UK. That's right. We add some additions to that international list, family. Australia, New Zealand, and the UK. And I think what's happened is some of our family in New Zealand have relocated to Australia, but she's still staying in touch with us. And we want to say thank you to her as well. Today, family, I'll put it out there. I'm just going to say the highlights of the show's quick pro quo. What that means is when someone gives you something and secretly they're expecting something in return. That's a hot-button topic. A lot of people don't like to discuss it. Most oftentimes, it has something to do with sexual favors, but it's not always the case. It's a manipulative tool. It's what it is. It's something that's used very widely in our country, even so much so in the justice system. In the justice system, they call it a lot of times plea bargain. I'll give you this if you give me that. But it's a quick pro quo situation, meaning, hey, you wash my hand, I'll wash yours, or if someone gives you something, they usually expect to have something in return. And generally, that person that is expecting something, not going to put it out there, but generally they're not going to be honestly upfront about it. So, and that's what turns it into a quick pro quo type situation, because they know going into it that there's something alternatively that they're interested in. But this is their sort of roundabout or sneaky way of going about getting it. And here's, the gist of the show. It's people that give you things with conditions attached, i.e. what's in it for me. I call these people master manipulators. I'm talking about that person that offered you sex, a car, a place to stay, money, or even food for an underlining reason. These are tools that people use on certain levels to achieve certain things with you. They wanted something in return. Family, these people are just a step, in my opinion, above haters. I did a show on haters the other day. Talked about haters, how to recognize them and how to deal with them. And in dealing with haters, the key, I think, in recognizing a hater is absolutely in being able to say, I see you. The gig is up. you know, because a lot of times people that operate in the dark prefer darkness, you know, because when you shed a little light on what's going on with them, you know, they tend to scatter like roaches, in my opinion. I just keep it like I, you know, just keep call it like I see it. Well, that's what we're going to talk about tonight, family. And we're also going to be talking about stingy people, you know, stingy people, because they're out there. They're a part of our community, people that have a problem with giving, people that have a problem with sharing. These are folks, and I'm not going to put people out there. But now remember, the thoughts and opinions of one host don't always reflect those of everyone else that's connected with EOTM. But in my opinion, I have found that most of your stingy people are those people that grew up in a one-child household with just basically an only child. They tend to end up being your most selfish people. And, you know, it is what it is, family. But that's what we're talking about tonight on the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. And a number, again, to call in is going to be 718-664-6543. We're going to pay some bills, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get right to it, folks. We're talking about quick pro quo. What's in it for me when I give you this?
Hi, and welcome to your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com.
You know, when two people decide to get married, it's a pretty exciting time, but it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit BlackMoneyMatters.com.
Phone call when I got hardest thing I think I've ever had to do. To tell you, the woman I love, that I'm having a baby by a woman that I barely even know. I hope you can accept the fact that I'm man enough to tell you this. And hopefully you'll give me another chance. This ain't about my career. This ain't about my life. It's about us. Please.
Just when I thought I said all I could say, my chick on the side. She got one on the way. So my confession, man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta keep on to of my confession. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn it, cried when I got that phone call. I'm so gone, I don't know what to do but to keep on.
Hey, welcome back to the show, family. Don Adams, Senior Talk Show. You know what? Our great intern just passed some information on to me, and I think it's worthy, absolutely worthy of putting out there. She said that you all should subscribe to receive alerts to all of our shows in the future. You can go to www.eotm and put in information there and subscribe. I didn't know that. So I'm glad to have that. You don't want to get in trouble and say, what? All right, family, we're talking today about those folks that we're talking about those people that utilize that quid pro quo thing. Now, you know, here's the thing. When you talk about quid pro quo, in most instances, it's illegal. Most people don't associate it with sexual misconduct and things of that nature. But when you go to a job and someone says, well, you know, you're working for someone, and they say, well, look, I'll give you this job or I won't give you this job if you sleep with me or you do this for me. What ends up happening is they have just, in effect, utilized that term, quid pro quo, and they've abused it by saying, hey, if you want this, give me that. Well, that's what we're talking about, family, is people out there who offer things for things. They're manipulative people. They try to manipulate you into place. They usually have a final outcome, an end game, that they don't share with you up front. And that's the dangerous thing about it. It's because, you know what, family, I equate those people to haters. Because haters are those type of people that are sneaky. And these people, manipulators, are just as sneaky. In most instances, they're not going to come to you up front and say, hey, listen, Joe, and let's get away from the sex thing. But they're not going to come up to you and say, hey, Joe, listen, I've got X amount of whatever here. You want to use this so you can help you get whatever you're trying to get done and you can move forward and go here and go there. But what they're not telling Joe is that as soon as you say yes, in their mind, they've got you on the hook for something in the future. In most cases, they have something already planned out in their mind. It could be anything. It could be to be a part of what you're going to grow into. It could be to simply just run what you're going to grow into, or to gain financially from what you're going to grow into, or however you want to look at it. But there's always an underlying reason as to why that person has given you something. Family, y'all know I love statistics, but I'm just going to get right to it with this one. How to deal with these people, and what they're called is manipulative people. How should you deal with them? Manipulative people are not obvious because they act in a sneaky way. When someone is openly aggressive, at least we know that, hey, this person is aggressive and this is what's happening, and we can react accordingly. But when the aggressiveness is hidden and we know something is wrong, but we can't exactly pinpoint it. See, that's that inner voice telling you, hey, listen, something's wrong with this picture. You might want to check this out. Okay? When something's wrong and we can't exactly pinpoint it 9 out of 10 times, we're dealing with somebody who's got some hidden agenda somewhere. You follow me, family? We find ourselves on the defensive, and we tend to hate ourselves on the defensive while we're on the defensive. Being on the defensive about things is a very uncomfortable feeling. And we tend to hate ourselves for it because we think we're making up things. We think that we're hallucinating these things. These things aren't real. Maybe my conscience is not following. You know, maybe I'm not really being aware of what's going on. Maybe I'm tripping, you know, so to speak. However, usually our feelings are right, and we are being manipulated. That's what it's called. When you're being manipulated, sometimes you have to stop and think, did he just slap me? You may have to say, did somebody just say that to me? Hell yeah, they did. They sure did. And that's that person's attempt at manipulating you, at least verbally, into position for something later on down the road. If you're being manipulated, it's time to do something about it. First, you know, it says that you should write your name. And in the box below, make a comment as of today, on today's date, that you type in your own resolution, such as, I refuse to be manipulated any longer. We're talking about those people who give you things for things, quid pro quo folks, what I call them. To help you deal with your specific situation, here's a partial list. I'm going to give a partial list of manipulative behaviors, so that people can recognize this thing. Because here's the thing, family. I really and truly believe this, that a large part of dealing with any issues that are out there has to do with being able to recognize those issues. And not to put it lightly or offensively to anyone, but you know what? It's through our ignorance of things that we lose out, okay? It's in dealing with those things that we don't understand, or that we don't take the time out to understand, or we just don't know about. Let's just say that we just don't know about these things, and it allows people to come in with these hidden agendas, okay, and to simply say, hey, step in with these hidden agendas and take advantage of the fact that you cannot recognize what they're doing. And that is the big secret to that family. That's huge when you can't recognize these types of things. What do y'all think about that? Let me check the phone line and see if we got some folks that's willing to come in and chime in on some of that. What do you think about that? What do you think about that, Stacy? And I see you guys in the blog room. By the way, family, the chat room is open for those of you who want to chime in. I enjoy reading the comments and putting them out on the air. But, what do you think about that, Ann? What do you think about that, Stacy? Yes, I'm putting y'all on blast. That's right, putting you on blast. But about these people that are manipulative. All right, here's some things, family. When someone asks you a question, and they tend to disguise that question, okay, check it out, manipulative behaviors. Number one is a question disguised as a statement. How many times has somebody asked you something and you didn't really recognize that it was actually a question, that it came across as a question, but it was actually a statement? How many times does that happen? How many times has somebody made a personal statement and pretend that it was someone else's? Oh, yeah, somebody may say something along the lines, oh, yeah, I got a friend that, just went through a brain scan or whatever. but it was really them. But they're trying to get your opinion about the situation without really telling you that it was them. That's manipulation, right? Guilt trips. They lay things on your doorstep. Oh, well, you know, X, Y, and Z. Everybody knows how that goes. Confrontational statements. Of course, when the light goes off and you look at them like roaches, they like to scatter. Remember that, family. Haters and manipulators scatter when the lights come on now because the gig is up. Oh, no, 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 no. Can't be sneaky. The sneak attack's not going to work. If the gig is up, you know, the light just went on. He knows we're here. He knows what we're doing. Mm-mm, this ain't going to work. They ain't going to come at you straight. That's a fact. Then the no way out question. And the final thing that you should look for is just lies. Now, the unique thing about all of these family is that when these are people that, like I said on the hater show, these are people that are going to come at you, family, from inside your circle. These are not folks that you meet as strangers on the street. These are people that know you. That's right, manipulators. These are people that know you, that know generally how you think, how you're going to react to things, and they're in a position to take advantage of that. That's how it works, family. Believe me when I tell you that. Amen? Did the church say amen? Let's check the chat room. Oh, no comments from Stacy and Ann yet. All right. All right, family. We're talking about manipulators, family, those quid pro quo folks, man, that like to get things from you and use things against you. In other words, manipulate you and move you into position, hand you something for something, family. We're talking about later on in the show, we're going to be talking about those stingy people, too, those people that don't like to give it up, whatever it is. They like to cling on to things, hold on to things. And, you know, I guarantee you, if we really did a show on it and really delve deep into it, we would probably find out that most of these people have some type of childhood maladaptive issues, and I don't want to put those on blast that grew up in a single child household. But the fact of the matter is, most people that fit into these categories are people that have grown up in one family. As an only child, and they're not accustomed to, or they're not used to sharing. They're not used to sharing, which means they're not used to giving love. So with that being said, family, you listen to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and pay some bills, and then we're going to continue to chop it up. And for those of you that want to call in, the number to call in is 718-664-6543. And today is Call In and Shout Your Business Day Out. I'm giving y'all some love, so give me some love, because you know I need love.
Sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing of the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true, holding in laugh as I say that I love you, saying no more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love. Under my rug, this love search is really making me bug. far ahead. I need your ruby red lips, sweet face and all. I love you more than a man who's 10 feet tall. I watch the sunrise in your eyes. We're so in love when we hug, we become paralyzed. Our bodies explode in ecstasy unreal. You're as soft as a pillow and I'm as hard as steel. It's like a dreamland, I can't lie, I've never been there. Maybe this is an experience that me and you can share. Clean and unsoiled, yet sweaty and wet. I swear to you, this is something I'll never forget. I need love.
Hey, family, welcome back to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. Yes, we're talking about manipulative people today. Those folks that do those quick pro quo things, give you something for something under the covers. You know, they don't necessarily want to come at you straight. You know, at the top of the show, we talked about some of the techniques that they would use to come at you. Lies, the no way out question. Some of them even give you the silent treatment, confrontational statements, guilt trips, just to appeal to your conscience. But here's the main thing, family. They're sneaky. Sneaky meaning they're coming at you sideways and not up front. You know, which I contribute to your haters. Because haters don't come at you up front either, family. They come at you sideways, and so do terrorists. Those are those folks that like to run around and blow things up, terrorists. You know, they're not going to announce what they're doing. So that's the one thing that I personally feel like they have in question. I'm sorry, in common. I'm getting ahead of myself, family, because a question designed as a statement. I want to give you all, some folks some examples because somebody instant messaged me and mentioned that they didn't really understand how someone could give you a question kind of disguised as a statement, you know, and be manipulative about it. So what I'm going to do is I want to put out some examples of that, all right? Here's one, all right? Manipulative people hate asking questions because it means that they may lose control. So people have to understand that making them ask questions generally puts them in a position where they lose control of the situation. It makes it harder for them to manipulate you. They may use disguised questions. An example of a disguised question is, I'm wondering why you, and they would finish it up with whatever they may want to ask you. I'm wondering why you would want to do that, or X, Y, and Z. Or they start off with, perhaps you could, okay? Or they may start off with, I wish you could, or I suppose you are going to. Now, here's something, how to deal with that, family. When dealing with manipulative people, answer questions only, not statements. In other words, the key thing, family, is being able to recognize when someone is giving you a question, a question versus a statement. Follow what I'm saying, family? You don't answer statements. Statements are just statements. When people make statements, just let them make them. Because 9 out of 10 times, they're fishing, and they don't know what they're talking about. They're asking. They're searching. So let them ask a question. It's just, let them make a statement. It's just a statement. But when they ask you a specific question, now you have something specifically that you can identify with and you can move forward with. See, that's a straightforward, hey, this is the question, where's the answer? There's nothing manipulative about that. And this is how you force people to be upfront and on the narrow with you. It's by simply saying, okay, if it's a statement that they present, don't answer it. Because it's a statement disguised as a question. Because they don't know which side of the fence you're going to be on. Oh, yeah, family, that takes a lot of thought and it takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of years to gear your mind up so that you don't fall into that. Follow what I'm saying, family? Train your ears to recognize the difference. This is what attorneys are good at. Lawyers and judges, they're good at things like that. They're good at recognizing the differences between questions and statements. You must learn to ask the yes or the no question, but not get tricked by a disguised question. Repeat the last 3 or 4 words of the statement back to the manipulator, forcing him or her to admit it was a question. That's very easy, family. You simply ask them, if they ask you, I suppose you're going to X, Y, and Z, if you're going to Florida. And you say, oh, I'm sorry, you're asking me, am I going to Florida? You just ask them, point blank. But the first thing is you have to train your ears to be able to recognize statements versus questions. And then you have to feed it back to them. See, communication is a wonderful thing, family, when it goes both ways. It's a beautiful thing. It's a tool that goes both ways. And the thing about it is when you're dealing with manipulators, especially master manipulators, let me tell you something, family. The trick to that is you don't have a clue that it's coming, and that's why and that's generally why they catch you off guard. That's why I associate them with haters and terrorists, because that's what haters and terrorists do. Haters and terrorists sneak up on you. They don't come out and announce that this is what they get ready to do. Here's another one, family, making a personal statement and pretending it is someone else. That's another thing that a lot of them enjoy doing. They make statements and pretend it's someone else's. I think we have a caller on the line. I'm going to open it up. Caller on the line. You're on the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show.
Yeah, this is Stacy. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Stacy? You called in. Oh, my God. No! Oh, what's going on, Stacy?
What's good? I'm chilling. I love this topic.
You like this topic? What do you like about it, Stacey?
Say two.
Oh, say two. I'm sorry, Miss Stacy. I told y'all, family, I'm terrible with names. But so for those of you who don't know, Say Two is another one of the EOTM family. She is one of our personalities on the show, affiliated with EOTM. And Say Two, I'm glad to have you. Really am. You know, I always get your name wrong. You know, one of these days, you know what? I know you're gonna kill me. But Say Two, what do you think about it? What do you think about what we're talking?
Man, I used to date a manipulator, and one of the qualities that they do have is that
Okay, got some background stuff going on. Yeah, my kids.
But like one quality that they do have is that they try to act like they're so innocent in front of your parents, when really they're not, but they're like very respectful in a sense to like other people.
So you're saying that they try to use innocence as a soft-handed approach?
Yes, that's what they do.
Okay. I can see that happening. Because you know what? Another thing about it is this. Is that, and I mentioned it earlier, those folks, those haters, those manipulators, that are those people that have that quid pro quo type thing where they want something for nothing, that take the exact approach that she's mentioning right now, these folks, in my mind, have a lot in common with terrorists. You know, and I say that these are emotional terrorists. People keep saying terrorists, but see, when people think about terrorists, they think about people that want to blow things up. They think about people that want to set bombs up. That's not the only type of terrorists that we have out there, family. Those are the ones that make it to the headlines. The ones that I'm talking about are the emotional terrorists that prey and feed up on your feelings, and they prey and feed up on the things that you don't necessarily know about. Okay?
And then all of a sudden, bam! Too.
Exactly. Very intelligent. And all of a sudden, bam! Here it is. They sprung it on you, and before you know it, you're trying to figure out, how did I get into this position? Well, it was easy from their stand.
So stupid.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. But the most unfortunate thing about it is that in a lot of times, especially when men dealing with women, they tend to associate that with sex. In other words, I'm taking it down this path, but in other words, women usually think, oh, they're trying to get in my pants or something along those lines. Or guys would be trying to use it as a tool to, she's trying to get into my wallet, so to speak. Guys want to close up the finance. You follow where I'm going? And that's what I'm saying is this. A lot of times when this manipulation game just starts to go into play, we start to thinking about those things that really aren't on the manipulator's mind. I may be manipulating you, but I may not want to get into your pants. I may be wanting to get into something else. You see, that's what I'm going for. We don't know what the end game always is, and that is the secret right there. You may think it's one thing, but it ends up not being something else. What you think, Say Two?
You are absolutely right on that one, because most of the time with like manipulators, like, well, speaking from my experience, from one with one is really they're just trying to get back at you for real, in a sense.
Mhm. Interesting. You know what? I got some more examples right here. Making a personal statement and pretending that it was someone else's statement. This is one of the things that manipulators do. We were wondering if you.
Right.
Mhm. I'm gonna give us some examples. They'll say things like, "We were wondering if you," we meaning myself and someone else. Or they may say something along the lines of, they said you, somebody else said you. Or they may say, she thought you. Or they may say, everyone thinks you. But basically, they're taking something and not putting it in an ownership pretense, and they're reflecting it as if to say someone else. In other words, they're trying to say, I'm bringing it to you third party. You follow what I'm going to say, too?
You're absolutely right, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's how to deal with it, though. All right? Here's how to deal with it. When they come at you with that, how to deal with it is ask who is we, or ask they, or ask who is we, they, or is someone else. Ask the manipulator to tell me who this other person is. In other words, just ask them directly, who is this other person? We got another call on the line from California, looks like. We're going to open the lines up, too. Go ahead, you're on the Don Adams Junior Talk Show.
Hey, what's up, Don Adams? This is Carla.
I knew that was you. What's going on?
Hey, Carla.
Hey, it's a family affair tonight. We's all some manipulators.
Have you been manipulated lately?
Well, no. Well, the thing is I have not been manipulated lately because I have just recently read the book, The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene, and it really breaks down as far as the thing is this, in my opinion, of course, there are a lot of people out there doing a lot of kind of, you know, evil manipulating, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes a little bit of manipulation is very necessary in our day-to-day lives, especially if you're in business. I manipulate people all day 24/7 via my, and oh, my God, I hope I don't get a lot of my readers that's listening to the show today.
Oh,
but
God.
If I do, then it'll be definitely a great lesson to learn for them because what I do as far as when I market, I gear my articles towards a certain consumer, and I pull them in through information that, you know, statistics have shown that they use or they like. So I kind of have to work my marketing around manipulating people to click a link. But everybody does. Everybody uses some form of manipulation. And I don't think all manipulation is bad manipulation. But, of course, your topic today, I guess most of it more so is around, you know, manipulating for sex and things like that. So, of course, that's, you know, that's bad. But there are some I believe, some really good forms of manipulation that a lot of savvy business people use, politicians.
I was going to say this, Carla, and I didn't mean to interrupt, but you know what? You're right. But see, and I want to put this out there before you go any further is that manipulation in its true form is not a bad word, family. It's not a terrible word. Manipulation by itself is just manipulation. And I agree with everything that Carla's saying is that there are good forms of manipulation. There are terrible forms of manipulation. There are evil forms of manipulation as well. But that's the thing, families. We have to recognize what form we're dealing with. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, we're talking about the quid pro quo situation, but guess what? Not all forms of manipulation are bad, and that's absolutely correct. That's a part of the trick is recognizing what you're dealing with. And that's what happens when the light goes off and the roaches start to scatter. That's the manipulators running. Go ahead, Carla.
Oh, no. I definitely agree when it comes to that. And I'll say this. I think people can sense those kind of manipulators that you're talking about as far as the people that want something for something. And you can really, you know, if people really go with their first instincts these days, then they'll know. You know, because instincts are, you know, are just, I mean, if you were zoned into your stuff, then you would know, you know, what some person is not meaning you any good.
Right.
So, you know, and that's my thing. You just have to be able to see the signs or hear the signs. And then if you don't, then maybe it's because you want to be manipulated. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't see anything wrong. Maybe that's the only way that they can get a person in their lives because they feel like, okay, well, maybe, you know, I have to buy this person for them to stay with me. And usually the person on the other end, they gauge that person also. So it's like these days, especially in Atlanta, and I've lived in Atlanta the past 10 years, I mean, you see people are just like that. They just like to be manipulated. I don't know. They just like to play that game.
Wait a minute. I don't mind being manipulated. I mean, you know, I can stand for some manipulation.
Exactly.
From time
I mean,
to time.
I respect
that. I like that. I welcome that. You know, manipulate me.
Wow. Please say that.
Manipulate me. Let me say it like this. Let me put it in my Denzel voice. Manipulate me.
That's Denzel voice.
Well, no, that's my version.
Okay,
that's my version of it. But you're right. I mean, some people don't mind being manipulated, you know, and it's a part of the game because sometimes the person being manipulated may be doing the manipulating. What do you think about that?
Say it again.
sometimes the person doing the manipulating might be sometimes the person being manipulated might be doing the manipulation. That's what, and I'm not gonna put the women out there, but that's almost often the case. You know, when it comes to women, because I tell men up front, guys, you're not gonna outgame women. Women gonna outgame you every time. You might think you're making leaps and bounds with them, but guess what? They're almost always a hip to what's going on with you. So you're not gonna outmaneuver women.
Ain't that the truth?
Sometimes they may just want to be manipulated. It's like Michael Bay said, look here, we're going to do this till you're just slightly woozy. So hold on. Y'all got some time? Y'all going to hang out with us for a minute?
I got a minute.
Okay, so hang on, family. We got another caller coming in, too, so let's take this call before we go. 770, you're on the air at Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. Go with your comments. Okay. All righty. Well, we're going to take a break. I guess we couldn't get them on here. But Carla and Say Two, I'm definitely. Oh, by the way, Carla, hello?
I'm still here. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to make sure what everyone knows. This is our fearless leader, the one I always talk about at the top of the show, Carla B., the fearless leader of EOTM family. This is the one I have to talk to when I get in trouble when y'all complain about stuff I say. And so forth and so on, but we're not going to go there with that. But anyway, family, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to pay some bills.
Welcome, everyone, to EOTM. I'm the singer, spoken word artist, Epiphany. You can find my work at www.myspace.com/Epiphany's House. As a Poetry Over Music Clinic member, I'm proud to be a part of the Poetry Over Music campaign to grow poetry and spoken word. So, from now and until the end of the year, Poetry Over Music is going to be giving away thousands of dollars in gift cards. The way to win this month is to go out and spread the word about EOTM. Tell your friends, coworkers, pastors, strangers, etc., etc., etc. And the person that EOTM says refers the most listeners or poets will win a Poetry Over Music gift card. It's just that easy. If you have not done so, please go to www.poetryovermusic.com, join the page, and check out the new Poetry Over Music magazine featuring me, Epiphany.
It's all up.
Welcome back to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. I am so fortunate tonight. I am joined by Say Two and, of course, Miss Carla B. And I am ecstatic, family. I am just beyond myself, and I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm so happy that, I mean, I just want to share the joy with everyone.
You butthole. How rude is that?
But that is just my way of showing my gratitude for the great Carla B, who decided to honor us with her presence on one of tonight's topics, which is dealing with those manipulative people. I call them those folks. I call them master manipulators because they're the type of people that are the worst to deal with, those folks that try to give you the so-called quid pro quo, which is, look, I'll give you this, but you need to give me that. But they're not going to tell you up front what they want. Now, folks, a lot of folks gravitate towards the sexual issue, but I'm trying to get the family to surround themselves around this. It could be money. It could be sex. It could be your car. It could be your house. It could be your man. It could be anything. These folks are after something. And that's what I'm trying to get people to understand. What you think about that, Carla?
You said what again?
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm here with you. I can't give you everything. I'm giving you my time. I can't give you my attention also. So you can have to
You know what? I got something for you. You know, you remember that? Put the dog on you. No, what I'm saying is, that, you know, I'm trying to get people to surround and wrap themselves around one thought, which is that it's not always going to be about sex, because a lot of people, the easiest thing to pick out is sex. Sometimes it could be about somebody who just wants your car, who wants your job. They might even want your house. They might want your man. But it's something that they want. It's an underlining something somewhere that they are manipulating you into place to try to obtain from underneath you.
Right.
So what do you think about that?
You know what? It's, you know, I mean, I don't know what you want to hear, but I don't think you don't like it.
Oh, why would I not like it?
My response, but let's hear what Say 2 has to say.
Oh, that was deep, girl. What's going on?
Say
2,
what you think about what he just said?
What was the question? Because I didn't get to hear it.
Oh, they all passed. We must be getting home or something here. All right.
No.
I'm trying to get people to wrap their minds around is this: is that someone who's trying to manipulate you may not be necessary. A lot of people think it's after sex. It's about sex. Some people think it's about. Most people associate it with sex, but what I'm trying to get people to recognize is that it's not always about sex. Sometimes it's about your car, your man, your woman, your house, your home. Sometimes it's about your job. They want your job. Sometimes it's about other things, you know. And what I'm trying to get people to understand is it's not necessarily going to be pinpointed, but open your mind up and realize that when a manipulation-type situation comes into play, that you have to train your mind to think about what it actually is. And I gave an example earlier when people put out statements mixed with questions versus just a question.
Right.
So where I'm going is simply to ask you, what do you think about that as far as people coming after you in a manipulative manner, not just for sex, but for those other things?
You want to ask that or you want me to go?
Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead, and then I'll come in.
Okay. How I feel about that, I truly despise manipulators. Mm. From the deep of my heart, like seriously. I mean, they hold no type of sympathy for me whatsoever because they do it on purpose. They know what they're doing, and they know their motives, apparently. And they're just haters, for real.
Sweet. Strong words. Oh, let's say, too, Stacey's said hi, too, by the way. She's in the blog when she said to tell you hello. Go ahead, call her with your response.
Like I said at the top of the hour or that when I first called in, when it comes to manipulation, I don't necessarily think all manipulation is bad manipulation. It just really depends. But, of course, if somebody's out there intentionally trying to do something for the betterment of their own life, livelihood, if you will, then, of course, and if it's hurting somebody else, then that's definitely not a good thing. Sometimes, you know, as I stated, some people, they enjoy being manipulated. You are a great example. You said you want to be. I know you were just joking, Father, when you were saying that.
Yeah. No, I wasn't kidding, though. I know, but listen, I wasn't kidding. I love being manipulated in
okay.
the right circumstance.
Yeah.
That's a real talk.
So, and I do know some people, you know, I'll tell you this. My ex-husband was a psychology major, and we got married at a very early age, and he manipulated me. And manipulation a certain kind of manipulation can be the detriment of a person. So it was only by the grace of God that I had some really strong genes. Whereas, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to succumb to this evildoer, you know, so to speak.
No, go ahead. I was going to say you think your gene. Okay, go ahead. You made a very good point about genes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, some people could be succumbed to it. So I think in my, you know, the state I am in my life today, I am, you know, very aware, you know, that how manipulation is used. Like I said, I mentioned I use manipulation, and I think that a lot of business people, they manipulate in order to get certain people to buy their product. BP, you see the situation with BP, the oil spill, and how, you know, some politicians are manipulating the situation to make it, push it off on, you know, other people and take it away from themselves. So manipulation happens. I mean, every day we watch a commercial. We're being manipulated into eating that Carl's Jr. burger, that commercial I'm looking at right now. That doesn't look so good. You know what I'm saying?
You're right on that one.
So what I'm saying is not, I understand what you're saying, and of course I do not agree with when it comes to hurting somebody else, but hey, it is what it is. There's going to be manipulation to the day we die. You just got to know how to deal with it, and I guess see it. And when you think that you're being manipulated, guess what? Step back and step out. You know, as simple as that.
Wow, she said step back and step out. But see, here's the thing. The trick to all that is knowing how to recognize it. Here's some things right here. Recognizing aggressive agendas, okay? Accepting how fundamental it is for people to fight for the things that they want and becoming more relaxed. And when you're dealing with people who have underhanded ways on the table, can help your fight with them daily in their endeavor. Follow where I'm going, family? In other words, being able to recognize manipulation. And what I mentioned earlier were those types of questions that are put out there. We always this, or they said, those third-party type questions, or those questions that come across that are not necessarily statements, but questions disguised as statements or mixed in with the two. That's manipulation, family. That's a fishing trip. That's called a fishing expedition. Okay? So we have to be able to, and see, in defense of what Carla's saying, you know, family, Carla's a very sharp woman, and I'm not going to get into her personal business as far as what she does on the side, but she's very business savvy. Some of you all who are business entrepreneurs out there can probably hear that in her conversation. So I would expect you to be able, Carla, to be able to pick up on some things a lot quicker than I would or Saytu would, because I don't, you know, and I'm not saying that Saytu may not be business savvy, but I know I certainly am not. But I would expect your mindset to be a little bit more detailed when it comes to conversation. But conversation is what actually makes your money for you, because you have to pay attention to what people are saying and how they're saying it. So for the average man, for somebody like myself, what can we do?
What can you do as to what exactly?
I mean, here's the thing. Looking out for those folks that are manipulative and want to use those types of things against me, those types of statements that we mentioned earlier.
Well, you do exactly what you said you would do at the top of your show, which was just pay attention to what people are saying and how they say it, and also think before you speak, and, you know, as far as your response. A little bit of background noise, I don't know. Is that me or?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but
I had a screen open. I don't know if it was me. Actually, what I could do right now, because I'll hang up and I'll call right back and see if we can clear that. Okay.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good, Carla. Now I know you're not gonna leave us hanging. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Right.
Say too. What do you think about that?
I mean, like, honestly, she is right. Like, you really have to pay attention to detail. And not only that, but, like, once you do recognize the fact that they are, like, manipulating you, you should just draw away from that, like, instantly.
Interesting.
Or you could just go ahead and play their game, for real.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, hey, that's the thing that I think that women are better at, is playing the game. When like, you know, like, that's just for instance now. Have you ever been around your man and he come in there with some more lame excuse about what's going on and where he's been, and you know you good and well that's not working, but you let him go with it long enough to hang yourself?
I guess so.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on now. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, ladies are goody. Ladies have that psychodynamic theory and intuition that's built in. And, fellas, I'm telling you some good truth now. We need to talk about this one day. You cannot outthink these women. You can outmaneuver them sometimes, but you can't outthink them, man. You gotta. These women are slick, man. And I mean, did they teach you all that from birth? Is it like a rite of passage?
No, it's just natural like that, right?
here's the thing. There are many different ways of ego defenses. This is a good defense to dealing with someone who has a manipulative behavior pattern going on. Ego defenses, they're more traditional. And I mentioned the word psychodynamic, but this is where I'm going. Theories of personalities that always have, that tend to distinguish the various types of personalities, at least in part, by the types of ego defenses that we could use in dealing with some of these folks that are manipulative. And what I mean by that, family, is that when you recognize it, I mean, let your ego take over and let your ego say, hey, wait a minute, I'm not going for this. That doesn't mean you have to act like a monkey, but you simply say, hey, listen, and challenge them verbally. See, what happens at that point is the light goes on. You remember what I said about the roaches? When the light's gone, the roaches scatter. I love that one, because guess what? That's what your haters do. That's what your terrorists do. And that's also what your manipulators do. When the light goes on, they scatter, because the gig is up. There's no more surprise.
So what happens when you are dating a manipulator and you, like, absolutely, like, 100% sure that this person is a manipulator and, like, that person is, like, hurting you? But then again, that manipulator uses his or her charm or his ability to make you think that it is not in that he or she is not, and then you automatically just give in. What do you say about that?
Well, you know what? That's covert aggression. And those are personalities that are in-depth and charming, and they're praising, flattering, you know, and there's charming people. Well, you know what? That's a personal choice that people have to make. Once you recognize it for what it is, you know, here's the thing. If I walk through the bush and I know that there's bears in here, and I decide I'm going to go up in those trees anyway, and if whatever I'm doing, a bear jumps out and I get ate up, whose fault is that? Is it the bear's fault or is it my fault? I think it's my fault, because I knew there were bears out there. We can't fault a bear or a manipulator for being in his natural habitat and doing what they naturally do, because that's what they are. We can't expect anything less than that. I mean, it's almost like saying I'm going to jump off in a lake full of crocodiles and I'm just not going to get eaten up. Well, you know it's crocs in there, so why get in there? So what I'm saying is, once you recognize it for what it is and you know that this person is a manipulator, you got two choices. You can stop and say, listen, boo, honey, whatever, look here. I don't want you doing that no more. You're going to stop that. If that doesn't stop, then you know what? I'm out. It's that simple. Because
exactly.
In life, we deal with the things that we choose to deal with. And if you choose not to deal with a manipulator, then guess what? You don't have to deal with a manipulator. What you do is you ball up your fist, hit it in the head.
I like that.
And walk out the door, you know. And look, and on the way out, most time, most manipulators, when they lose their prize, they start crying like this.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
Yep, they start crying. All of a sudden, they're whining and crying. You know, all of a sudden, it's all, you know. And it is what it is. But, you know, we have to understand, like I said, when we're in situations like that, we don't want to deal with it. Just don't deal with it. You know, I know I personally won't deal with it. Once I see it, I'm like, hey, I'm out. I'm definitely out. Definitely out. Let me ask you this, Saytu. Have you ever dealt with stingy people? What do you think about stingy people?
You know what? To be honest, I'm pretty stingy myself.
Oh, no. You didn't say that. Did you say that? Oh, no.
Sometimes I can be pretty stingy sometimes, but when I am not stingy, I mean, I don't require somebody to give me something back. But, I mean, the thing about that is, like, when you do give something to somebody that is going to benefit them, and they themselves tell you that they would do something for you in return and don't do it, now that pisses me off.
Oh, she said it pisses her off. Well, wait a minute. But how does that equate to being stingy?
I mean, like, my thing is, like, I am kind of stingy with my stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like people, like, you know, ruining my stuff and doing things that I don't like with it. And not only that, but, I mean, sometimes people do need to be stingy, because people are not really your friends, and they're not even out to benefit you, or they're not even there for the right purpose. They're just there because they want something from you.
Okay. Well, let me take it to another level. Stingy people. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I agree with you. I don't think there's anything wrong with not wanting someone to use something of yours a certain way. I don't think there's anything wrong with you saying, hey, listen, you know what, this is my car. I don't want you, you know, eating chips in my car and spilling juice on the floor. I don't want you doing that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think that makes you stingy. I think that makes you a person who wants to take care of what they have. And I don't equate that with being stingy. I think that stingy people are those people that are you know, people that, you know, that have, let's say, for instance, plenty of money, if you want to use that example, because that's generally the one that comes to the head, is they may have money and they may see someone else who not necessarily has or is less fortunate, and they just walk off and not even want to share or say, listen. And I use a great example, and I know that the homeless population is out of control here in the Atlanta area, and I know that they have a tendency to get a little aggressive, but there are some people who are legitimately hungry. Now, I know the trick becomes, how do we recognize those that are legitimate versus those that are not? That has to be a conscious decision. But at the end of the day, those people that have and say, well, I'm not going to buy you a meal because, oh, better yet, here's a great one. I'm walking out of the restaurant, and I have some food in a container that, you know, I just, you know, I was taken home because I didn't want to eat all of my food. But then there's a guy sitting outside who's hungry. He's not asking for money. He's asking for food. And rather than give him what I had or taking him in and just buying him another meal, I just walk off and tell him to get out of my face. That's stingy. That's evil stingy to me.
That's
the kind of stuff I'm talking about. You know, why not help this person? I think we got Carla back on the line. Carla, you back with us?
We do. You have me back on, and I'm out.
Okay.
That.
Oh, that's all right. We forgive you. We
mean
the family. The family. We all, the family forgive you. Well, go ahead, Carla.
Okay. Well, you know, as far as manipulation, it's a great, great topic, and I'll put it out there to the people that we've done a couple of different shows actually on manipulation. We've even actually had a series of shows on manipulation last year. It wasn't on the Don Adams show, but it was under the Queens of Internet Radio show, and that show was very interesting as well. We had a lot of people calling in, you know, sharing different, you know, aspects of manipulation. But I'll say this, just as I've said before, when it comes to manipulation, it's done by everybody. Our children manipulate us. I was listening to the story that you just, the example you shared with us, Don, when you were leaving out of the restaurant. It happened to me a couple days ago. Me and my girlfriends were in L.A., stopped to get something to eat. A young guy, looked like about 16 years old, comes in, sits on a bench, and basically says that he's trying to get home and he needs $1.50 to get on the bus. He manipulated me into giving him that money. I wasn't going to give him that money. He manipulated me into giving him the money, but I knew I was being manipulated. And look, I knew I was being manipulated. I knew. That's what I'm saying. We know that we're being manipulated, and I allowed myself to be manipulated by him because at that point I didn't care what I felt the reasoning were behind it, but I just knew that I have young teenage boys, and, you know, I would want them to get home. You know, when he left out the restaurant, I saw that he wasn't running home to get on the bus. It was for something else. But I allowed myself to be manipulated.
So he appealed to your motherly instincts.
Exactly. And I told my friends, I said, you know what, when he first, I'm not giving him $1.50. I'm not going to do it. That's what I told him.
Oh, man.
And, you know, 10 minutes later with some puppy dog looking eyes, I gave him I gave him like $1.12, but he was happy with that and he left. So we were manipulated by our children. I'm watching my daughter's two girls today, and I have them for the whole weekend, and both of these girls have manipulated me into a little bit of everything today. I allow myself to be manipulated, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, you know, what is that saying? We choose our battles, you know, we pick our battles, and I try to choose mine. I would like to think wisely, but sometimes I don't.
Interesting. But you know what, Carla? That led us into the second topic that we're talking about here. Stingy people. How are we dealing with those kind of people? Stingy people. And, you know, I wanted to put something out there that I didn't get an opportunity to put out, which was that in most cases I have found that your stingiest people are those people that grew up as only children, that never had to share anything, that grew up by themselves, played with themselves, had friends in the neighborhood, of course. But these were people that were, for all intents and purposes, never sharing in the household, didn't grow up having to share their food, their bed, those intimate things that families share. All they had to deal with was parents, and being that they were the only child in that situation, the parents basically provided, 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 or that child never had to worry about having because there was no other siblings to share with. So generally, I find that those people that were, grew up as only children tend to be your stingiest people. Now, what do y'all think about that?
I mean, so what does that have to do with does, I mean, you, are you trying to get it to relate to manipulation, or are you just a totally different topic?
Oh, no, we're totally different. We switched over to stingy people.
Oh, okay, okay, stingy people.
Yeah, we switched.
Well, you know what, I'm not an only child. I always wished I was. Sometimes I felt that way, but I do have, I have a nephew who was the only child for a minute, and I have a couple best friends that are the only child, and I would say, and if you had some only child, you know, call in, they would probably agree with you that, you know, they are used to having their self for themselves, their stuff for themselves.
I'm the only child.
Funny you mentioned it, right? You were the only child, say, too?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, let you talk in a minute. Let me, I want to touch on something really quickly. You mentioned stingy people. And, you know, it's a lot of great life lessons that we can learn, your listeners can learn from this show tonight, as far as manipulation and even being stingy, because I just wrote an article on yesterday, the title of it was Everything I Need to Know in Life I Learned in Kindergarten. And some of the things that our kindergarten teacher told us was sharing is caring, you know, share, you know what I'm saying, clean up your mess, you know, things like that, and how is
exactly
it your topic, but, you know, it relates,
and I know exactly how to connect them. It relates, because what we're talking about, stingy people, also relates to the first topic that we had up there, was manipulative people, and I'll connect those dots a little bit later on, but go ahead, you're absolutely correct, Carla.
No. So I just wanted to touch on that point. You know, basically, if we want to, and I don't know if you're trying to come up with any kind of ways where people can stop being the way they are, or you just, you know, just elaborating on each topic. But
we're just elaborating because people are gonna
okay.
No, because people are gonna do what they're gonna do. That's inherently earned and learned behavior. People generally, you know, operate off of two premises. Number one is taught behavior, and number two is learned behavior. Once people learn how to be stingy, because stingy is a learned behavior, once they learn that, that's ingrained and embedded in them. You ever heard the term when somebody says that this person is set in their ways? That's one of those things that they would be set in. There's no changing that. That has to be a conscious thing. My goal is to teach people how to recognize when they're dealing with that, and then you got to make a conscious choice as to whether or not you're going to continue to deal with it, or are you going to move on and find somebody who's better suited for what you're trying to do? That's bottom line. Now, say, too, you said you grew up as a single, oh, my God. So you're the only child?
Yes, I am the only child from my mother's side, though, not from my father's side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and go ahead.
Nah, because I was just about to say, like, because I've been spoiled, like, all my life. I'm a spoiled rat, like, all the way. So when it comes to giving my stuff away, that's the reason why I was saying before that I am kind of stingy when it comes to certain things. But I'm like, in a sense, I mean, I'm not really stingy when, you know, when I see a bum off the street that is asking me for some change. I mean, if I have it, I will give it to him or her. But if I don't have it, then I just don't have it. But I mean, that's what I have to say about that.
Well, you know, and I don't think that's being stingy. But here's the thing. Here's the connection, Carla, that I think you were looking for. All right? Stingy people are stingy people. All right? Manipulative people are manipulative people. Now, those people that have that quid pro quo mentality, those are manipulative people. Now, here's the thing. In most cases, it has been found that those are people that are stingy people. Because they're selfish enough to venture out and want to try and manipulate those around them. So that's how I'm saying that those two topics actually go together. It's because stingy people, I mean, let me tell you something. You're not going to go out there and work 40 hours a week to pay somebody else's bills. You're not going to go out there and plot, scheme, and plan to go and manipulate someone just so that a third party can benefit from that. Most of what you do is going to be connected to what you're trying to do. All right? And you're not trying to share that with somebody because you work hard to get the spoils of what you put out there. So most of those people have a stingy mentality. You follow where I'm going, folks?
That makes sense. You're right.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense, Carla? Carla?
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does.
Okay.
I'm in total agreement with you guys.
Okay. I just want to make sure I was connecting those dots for you because, you know, the last thing I want is people to say, well, what does Stingy have to do with manipulation or the quick pro quo thing? Because the thing I'm trying to put out there is for family to recognize one thing is when you're dealing with these folks in the child support system, when you're dealing with these people in the criminal justice system, when you're dealing with these folks with all these social traps that I love to talk about, and here's where the big bang is going to come in at. When you go to court and say, oh, I want this, I want that because I can't get my child support, or I want this, I want that because somebody did me wrong, what you're not realizing is the court system, all these social traps, these social systems out there, they're going to welcome you in the door. But they're welcoming you in the door because there's a quick pro quo attached to it. Guess what? They're getting paid because you can't resolve your issues.
Mm-hmm.
But that's real talk. That's real talk. That's why they love to keep statistics on the numbers of people based upon the races. This is how they build their prison systems. Because they say, hey, how many black females do we have that are unwed, have children? They base that number upon how many prisons they're going to build later on at the rate of growth of these children, survival rate. This is why when the children come into school and they join school at an early age, they say, okay, is the father present? Once they realize that, they put that number in their category. So it's a quick pro quo situation, family. The systems, the very same systems that we work under, live under, serve under, and we appreciate because we can't seem to resolve our issues, they're making money off of you. It's a quick pro quo. And that's where we're going with this whole thing. They're making money off the fact that you can't resolve your child support issues. Because for those of you out there who think that you end up getting all that money, no, you don't. You're bleeding that poor guy, and guess what? He's paying what they call administrative fees and all these other things. When you talk about the parole, probation, and the juvenile court system, when you think that you're paying fines and fees just because it was ordered by the court, no, you're not. You're paying fees, fines, and you're paying all types of other little things, and they're bleeding that person. It's a quick pro quo system, family. When they put these people in this system, they're bleeding them financially. There's an underlining message in there. There's an underlining message in their family, and that's what the system that we work on is all about, quick pro quo. Now, they want to turn around and make it illegal for you to have a job and for someone to offer you a position based upon something. But, hey, guess what? The reality of it is, family, we live and operate within a quick pro quo system every single day. Now, what do y'all think about that?
We do. I totally agree. You know, it is what it is, and there's not much we can really do about it. It's been going, I mean, this has been the way of the world since the beginning of time.
Well, I think there is something that we can do about it. I think that, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is what's going on in Washington. Those Democrats and those Republicans are afraid in Washington right now, and I'm going to tell y'all why. There's a new party. It's called the Tea Party. Carla, you remember we did a show a while ago on the Fair Tax Act?
Right.
This Tea Party has come along, and they have said to the Democrats and to the Republicans, to hell with you. You won't entertain what the common man has to say. You don't want to listen to the Free Tax Act. You don't want to listen to any of these other things. Well, you know what? They're picking up steam. These people have clout now. They have financial backing. They have people that are running for office in different jurisdictions under the Tea Party banner, and they are winning. So, family, for those of you who think that there's nothing that you can do, yeah, there is. Number one, get up off your asses and go register to vote. That's number two.
Well, the thing is,
Go ahead.
No, I just want to say when I said that, I'm always the first one to say, of course, you know, we need to go out and we need to lobby and do things. But, you know, some things, you know, different communities, and I don't mean to sound this way, but certain communities will not do things like that. You might get
You know what? I'm going to put it out there. African Americans, yes, sir.
And it's really unfortunate. I really wish that, you know, our people would do things a little bit different because I've lived in a lot of different places. I'm on the West Coast now, but I have been in Atlanta for the past, you know, for about 10 years. And when it comes to our people, and just trying to do stuff within our communities and helping each other, you don't really see it. But you come out to different areas. You go here in California, we got the Hispanics that stick together all the time. They stick together.
Mm-hmm.
White, Caucasians, they stick together.
you know, the Asians, the Filipinos. These are all groups of people that stick together and have each other's back for the most part. But you come, you know, within our communities on everything that we're, you know, our communities, most of them are doing is just, you know, stabbing each other in the back, keeping them down, robbing, raping, kill. Not to say that these things aren't happening in those other communities, but it's like, why can't we get our stuff together? And it's a lot of deep-rooted issues within our communities. But we got to stop making excuses. We really, really do. Got to stop making excuses and just go ahead and and try to, you know, create some kind of change. And I know that's what Obama's campaign was all about. But there has not been – there's been a little bit of change within our government and different things. But as far as black people, there ain't been much change, you know, because it's still –
Hey, Carla, Stacy just messaged me. She wants you to call her on a three-way now.
Okay.
She says that you have the number. She wants you to call her because she wants to chime in on the show. But before you do that, I want to say this to you. You are absolutely correct. A couple of shows ago, I mentioned that, you know what, we as black people have come so far based upon the sacrifices that those people made that went through the civil rights era. And we have squandered. It's almost like a father who dies and gives his blessings and his earnings to his son, his inheritance, and the son squanders it. We have done that with what these folks have given us. We have more access to computers, information, and all these things out there than we've ever had. Nothing. We've done absolutely nothing with it. We've done nothing. So, yeah, so she wants you to call her because she wants to chime in on the show, Carla. What do you think about that, Saytu?
I totally agree with what Carla was saying. I mean, there is so many things that, well, our past has done. And, I mean, there's so many resources out here and so many things that are just right in our face. But for season, it's like we fail to realize the importance of really taking action. I don't know what the problem is. But there is, I mean, maybe it's a self-esteem issue, or maybe they feel as though we don't have any say-so because we're black, or I don't know what the reason is. I mean,
let me give you an example of what it is right here real quick. Just listen to this.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Okay. That's right. You know what I'm saying is they would rather switch over than to fight for what was already put in front of them. Follow where I'm going? That's what's wrong with them. That's what's wrong with them. You know, our folks have gotten too relaxed. We've become so inundated and dependent upon these systems. We don't see anything wrong with putting our men in the child support system. Because you know what? When you do that to a man, you contribute to the word demasculinization, which has been going on in the black community for centuries. And I honestly believe that. We tend to say, well, he won't do the right thing. Why won't he do the right thing? There's a reason and a problem for that. Black men are nurturers and providers by nature. Okay? We are nurturers by nature. That is a unique combination to find in a man. What happens is something has taken place to stymie that, okay, to stymie that growth. And then you have the issues that come later. But in order to resolve that and to come to the resolution of why this man is not there, we have to figure out what happened. We are a broken people. That's where I'm going. We're broken. That's why you have all these stingy people running around. That's why you got all these manipulative people running around. That's why you got all these people running around who are, quote, unquote, don't understand what true giving is to the communities. A lot of times we have organizations out here who say they're giving to the communities, but they're really after money. They want something in return. When are we really going to give? The quid pro quo sets in. But you know what? We live it and we eat it and we poop it out every day. Guess what? When we deal with these social systems that are in place that are supposed to be helping us, that's the welfare system. That's everything that's in place, family. Everything. What do you think about that, Saytu?
Now, as far as the child support issue, like I've come to realize a lot of females sometimes will most likely put the man on child support because he doesn't want to be with her. That's what I've realized. And, I mean, that right there is so unfair and it's so selfish and it's not even
Say two, you broke up.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. Now, the stuff I was saying before is that they're being actually selfish and self-centered because they're not even thinking about that child. I mean, of course the child has the right to be with their father, but if that father doesn't want to be with you, that doesn't mean that you should turn against him just because he doesn't want to be with you. That's how I feel about that.
Well, you know, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, that falls in my mind under that quid pro category where you have people who are, where you have folks out there who, again, you try to manipulate people. They want something in return for something. And, it falls under that. You know, and I'm going to tell you something. I've always said it, and I'm going to say it again. The strongest thing on the face of this earth, number one, is the ego of a woman. Woman's ego is the strongest thing out there. That has broken nations. That has created wars. That has destroyed nations. The ego of a woman is a very, 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 very powerful thing. And I say that to say this. It's nothing to play with. If you're a man who's dealing with a woman, understand clearly that it is nothing to play with. The woman's ego fits into all these categories. She has the power and the authority on this earth to do good just as much as bad. And if she chooses to manipulate you for good purposes, because I'm going to tell you something, behind every man that's doing something worthwhile is a good woman. That's a fact. But also, behind every man that's out there doing something he ain't got no business doing is also a woman who's yapping at his heels and doing something else too. So it goes both ways. So we have to learn how to pick and choose very carefully so that we don't end up in bad situations when we make bad choices. I think we got Carla back on the line. Go ahead, Carla. Carla? Okay. What do you think about that, say, too?
I totally agree with what you're saying. I mean, it goes way, way, way back, and everything does have a connection with one another. I mean, and it does relate to the whole self-esteem issue thing. And, I mean, I totally do agree with women as far as the ego. I mean, if a woman's ego is high, it is hard to bring her ego down, especially if she knows that she's real tough. And you know what? Like, people don't like tough women for some reason.
No.
And I know why. Like, yeah, people don't like tough women because they know that they're very intelligent. They know how to use their intelligence to a point to where they can make a difference in anybody's life. And I think that's the main issue.
Mm, absolutely. Well said, too. Carla, you with us now? Carla B. I see you on there, but you're not coming in for some reason. But that was absolutely correct, say too. I mean, wonderful, wonderfully said too. You know, and the thing about it, like I said on all the shows that we do, is that, you know, I always like to leave folks with some positive output on what we're talking about. And that's simply that, you know, I think it's important. This is why I chose this particular topic, because I think it's important for people to understand manipulation. I think that when we as a people, like Carla said, our people are procrastinators. But when we understand the art of war, the art of manipulation, and the art of all these things that we talk about, I think it makes it easier for us to really understand what the system is. And it makes it much easier for us to be able to say, okay, here's the deal. You guys are doing this to us. This is how we're going to respond to that, and this is how we're going to move forward with it. In other words, remember that clause I said at the beginning of the show, when the light goes on, the roaches scatter, the haters and the manipulators scatter? When our people wake up and the light goes on one day, guess what's going to happen? All these little things that are in place are going to stop happening. Because I tell people all the time, most of the issues that I've had, matter of fact, all of the major issues in my life that I've had to deal with, it didn't come from white people. White people ain't never done nothing to me. They've never done anything to me. And I have no hatred in my heart against them, period. Matter of fact, I support whatever goes on in that community. Why? Because they understand the art of becoming impassioned about what it is that's affecting them. They understand what long-range goals are. They understand how to become proactive. I think that we need to learn how to take a play out of their book, a page from their playbook, and then we can progress as a people. You follow what I'm going to say too? Carla B, I'm trying to get you. I know you. I see Carla B on there, but I don't. Okay, you back on with Carla? Okay. But go ahead, say two. You were saying?
Nah, like I totally agree with you. Like for white people, I mean, I don't really have no hatred against white people, even though I have had a situation to where I went to a racist school. So, but I mean, as far as them overall, they are pretty strong people out there, and they do take their business seriously. And if they say that they're going to do something, they will do something. And they handle, like they handle a dispute in a whole different manner than what black people will do in a sense,
oh, yeah.
I would say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They don't, you know, hey, they, you know what, and I like the way you said that, because that's what I'm going with the social issues and the traps, is that it's not as though they don't have child support issues. It's not as if that when their relationships end, they don't have issues with this and that. It's not as if they don't have manipulators and quid pro quo situations in their community. What it is that they handle these things differently. And they, by the time this stuff goes down the pipe and it's starting to go into the courtroom, they've already resolved this stuff. They've already gone through alternative measures and means to deal with these types of issues. So with that being said, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to see if I can get Carla B. back on the line, because I see her again, and then we're going to wrap this thing up, family, because we've got about 9 minutes. We got Say to Say on the line with us, and Miss Carla B., and we're trying to get Stacey Biggs to come on in with Carla B., so we'll be right back, family.
So damn late for you to say I'm tripping. Just a homie from the States. Don't he know it's 1 o'clock in the morning? Say it's cool, baby, it's cool. For you to say he's coming into town. And he was just wondering if you and him could hang out. I don't like it. No, I gotta trust you. It ain't cool, cause I know it's true. Baby, I deserve for you to go out and find some other guy. Baby, I deserve for you to stay out with them all night. Baby, I deserve for you to do all the things I did to you. Baby, I deserve, oh yeah. Baby, I deserve, oh yeah. For you to go out and find some other guy.
Baby, I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Baby, I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Baby, I deserve,
oh yeah.
Baby, I deserve,
oh yeah.
Baby, I deserve
for you to put on a sexy dress. For me to ask you who the hell you trying to impress. For you to laugh it all like it ain't nothing. I know it's something, maybe
it's not here
to sit at home and wonder where you are. Is it kissing you, touching you, holding you? What? Take a drink to help ease my mind. I wanna be mad after all those times.
Baby,
I deserve for you to go out and find some other guy.
Baby, I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Baby, I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Baby, I deserve,
oh yeah.
Baby, I deserve,
oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve I sound better than Tank anyway. Maybe I deserve for you to stay out with him all night. Oh yeah, oh yeah. All right. We had to wrap that up. We got 5 minutes left in the show. Carla B, are you with us, Carla B?
Yes, I am back. Unfortunately,
okay,
I was
singing with you now. Maybe I deserve for you
okay,
to
you
stay.
Okay, you deserve to be manipulated. Okay.
Yes, right. Stay out with him all night.
I'll say this. I've chatted, had the privilege and the pleasure and the honor and all that good stuff to chat with Tank, and he would not be cool with what you just did. He just
you know
cool.
What? Let me tell you something. The thing that everybody needs to realize is it's not about Tank. If Anthony Hamilton had my looks with his voice, it'd be a different story. So it ain't even about Tank. I'm just going to put it out there.
Whoa. Okay. It's about Tank with me, though.
I'm just going to put it out there. Because, see, you know what? First of all, I ain't cut up. I ain't cut up like Tank. I'm not cut up. But now Anthony on the other hand, I got him beat.
Oh,
yeah. So I'm going to just put it out there. I'm going to put it out there.
Well, yeah, I would say that, too. You got Anthony Hamilton beat, so, you know.
I'm going to put that out there. All right, then. So I ain't messing with Tank. So, Tank, don't take offense to this thing, brother. I'm just doing me. All right. So, anyway, any final comments for the show?
I just want to say definitely, you did your thing. I do want to tell our listeners to make sure before they exit the Blog Talk site, just to make sure they subscribe to receive alerts. We do have a wealth of great things going on. Also, if you take a look at our links on our website, we just launched our public relations arm, launched it in Los Angeles, and, oh, my God, the response has been mad crazy. So we have there some links to our Los Angeles public relations website is www.needapublicist.webs.com, and actually it's on my Facebook also. So if you're my Facebook friend, you'll be able to find that link. If not, go to Facebook and type in Carla EOTM Simpson, and you'll be able to find me and be able to go to all of our different links and stuff affiliated with EOTM.
Good deal, good deal. All right, Say Two, what's up, Mama? You got something you want to leave us with?
Yeah, man, I just want to tell you that I really do enjoy the show, and not only that, but whoever that is listening, make sure that you check out my new show starting July 1st called Mixture Music of Arts, and it's going to be
at
2 a.m. in the morning, so watch out for that.
What? Wait a minute. Did you say 2 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Wow. But you know what, family? You know, we of course we definitely want to support that, and we want to thank Carla B and Say To Say for calling in and sharing their time with us, family. Because y'all know one of the things that I appreciate more than anything is when people decide that they want to spend their time with us. That's the most valuable commodity that we all have. And these two ladies decided to call in and give not only their time but their thoughts on what we were discussing. So, you know, thank you, ladies, and man, shouts out to you and the rest of the EOTM family. Carla, we have a new addition to the family. What's that new host that's coming on real quick?
We do. Her name is her radio name will probably be just Q because it's really hard. But her name is Quadusa Anderson. She's a really great friend of mine, a lifelong childhood friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing a lot of things in the radio and media here. So we thought to bring her aboard. Our network. So she's geeked about it.
Okay, you know, at the top of the show, I knew I didn't know what her name. I saw the name, but you know, I'm terrible with names, and I didn't want to butcher that, so I just didn't even go with it. But we'll just call her Q. I'll just say Q. That works for me, just great. But you know what?